Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Asmir Begovic. In this episode, we'll be talking about women's sport. We have a great lineup of guests today. Alex Scott will be joining me, Arsenal and England legend.
Young girls can now aspire and look up to female role models, where I suppose for me growing up, I was going to Highbury and looking up to players like Ian Wright and Dennis Bergkamp that were around me.
As well as Phoebe Schechter, the first British female coach in the NFL.
I still can't really believe it. I mean, if you asked me 6 years ago now that I would be where I am, I don't think American football was ever something I ever foresaw myself.
It's about time we dedicated a show to women's sport and gave it the attention that it deserved. Personally, myself, I'm a huge women's sports fan, and in the world of sport in general, I don't feel like they get the right recognition and attention they deserve. This is why we wanted to dedicate this episode to women's sport. So I'm excited to have Alex and Phoebe on the show, and let's get into it now with a chat with Alex Scott.
Hi, guys. Why not head to my official online store now, shop.asmir1.com, to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line. You can also find some sales goalkeeper products on our website. Use code SOS for a 10% discount of all products. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular offers and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support.
Now joining me on the Season of Sports, Arsenal ladies legend and former England international with over 100 appearances. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you joining us here on the Season of Sports. Pleasure to have you. Now, I know that you've recently retired from the game. And tell me why. Tell me what your reasons are for that.
It actually took a lot of thought. I made my senior debut well when I was 19. That was back in 2006. And I've been so fortunate enough to play in World Cups, European Championships and Olympics. And when I sat back and thought about it, I've always wanted to go out on a high. I always told myself the moment that I can't give 100% anymore, that I feel like training is then becoming an effort and I'm enjoying it as much maybe, that was the time when I'd have to really sit back and think about if I really want to do it anymore. And that time came after the Euros, really. I went away on holiday, especially the disappointment going out in the semi-final. I really believed in my heart of hearts would get to the final. And that's the way maybe I would go out. But no, it was disappointing to go out in the semis. And I just thought to myself, can I do it for another 2 years and make the next World Cup? And I just thought in my heart of hearts, it just felt the right time was to walk away.
I know. I watched you guys at the Euros this year and I was really impressed by your team. And I was gutted for you guys when you went on the semis. But that's football, unfortunately. And these things happen sometimes. Is there... overall, your career, is there a standout memory probably that you would say was the highlight of it all?
Oh, geez. I've been so fortunate. There's been a lot. I don't know. I've won silver. I've won a bronze. I don't know. But I think a standout memory that I always go back to will be in 2006. We was away in France, actually, the most hostile environment I've played in. And it was all on that game, whether France would go to the World Cup or we would. And then we actually drew that game and we qualified for our first World Cup. I think the England team hadn't been in a World Cup for over 15 years. But that was a lot of our first World Cup. It was a young team. So I don't think you ever forget going to your first World Cup. And that was just a special moment.
I mean, those are moments you always look back on, especially in international career. And you having recently retired from international football, these are things you'll always remember and take from there. Now, we wanted to, in this episode, really talk and focus on women's sport. And we really appreciate you coming on from here, because I don't feel like sometimes it gets the attention it deserves and the recognition it deserves. How have you seen, has women's sport or has women's football over your career, especially so far, changed a lot in a positive way? What are your thoughts on the game overall as a whole?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's changed so much. And I think that's the good thing, that I know I can walk away from the game seeing this rapid rise in growth in how professional it is now, how players are looked after. You know, just even with Arsenal, we used to train twice a week, just only about 3-4 years ago. And now we're in every day. We have our own hub, Arsenal Ladies Hub. And, you know, it's just so professional. And young girls can now aspire and look up to female role models. Where I suppose for me growing up, I was going to Highbury and looking up to players like Ian Wright and Dennis Bergkamp that were around me.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's great to hear. I was at Chelsea and I was lucky enough to pop over and check out the Chelsea ladies setup, and like that was great. I was really impressed, and that's the way it should be. You know, you should all have the training centers, the training grounds as much as you can, and to have that facility to be able to work at your craft each and every day. So I think it's great to see, and I'm glad to hear that all these things are heading the right direction. Now, I believe that you set up an academy for young female footballers, and I believe it was the first of its kind when it was first set up. What's the importance of this to you?
For me, well, I came through the Arsenal Academy, and it gave me a chance to train every day when I was 16 to 18 and also study as well. But then when I came back, I spent 3 years playing in America, and when I came back, it was in association with Kingston College. They sat me down and thought up the idea. And I was like, how great, because even though I was lucky enough to go on and play at the highest level, well, everyone's not capable of being able to do that, but it doesn't stop people playing football and have that love of the game. So why not give those people an opportunity as well to play football every day and get an education? So that was kind of the thinking behind it. And then, yeah, so I'd go down there. I must admit, put my hands up, I'm not the best coach, or that was never my aspiration to get into the coaching or the managerial side of the game. But I suppose just being around the girls and inspiring them and being there when they needed me for any kind of help, I really loved that side of the game.
And do you think England as a whole, as a country, and the English FA are doing enough to promote the women's game and create a bigger buzz around women's football?
At the moment, yeah, every year it's growing and growing. But I suppose when you sit down, you talk about it, the more media interest there is now. Like I said, how it's so, females, we're on TV, we're in magazines. The more, I suppose, we're out there, the younger girls can look up to us as role models. And that's where, because they're seeing us and following our story, that's when they want to be like us. So I suppose it's so important that we keep putting ourselves out there.
Well, it's great to hear. I've got two girls, and I'm hoping that maybe they'll catch the football bug. But now that you obviously retired from international football, you can concentrate on club football and with the season ahead with Arsenal. How is the season ahead looking for you guys? What are your expectations?
Yeah, our team's really strong this year. So I really think and believe we'll be challenging for silverware. And we've actually got four of the Dutch girls that have just come with gold medals. So to have that morale and that buzz, we've got a German international. I think that's the difference in the women's game as well, especially in England. Before, everyone used to want to go and aspire to play in America or the German league. Now, actually, the English league is one of the best leagues, and it's so wide-ranging in terms of the best internationals playing that that's only going to develop our younger English players as well. But no, we have great players here at Arsenal, and I'm really looking forward to the season starting.
Absolutely. And last question for you. What do you see yourself sort of doing after your football career comes to an end?
Well, for me, I suppose I've always been forward thinking. I done a media degree back in 2012 because I knew I always loved that side, getting in front of a camera and interviewing players and kind of messing around. And I've been fortunate enough that over the last couple of years, I've been working more with the BBC, Premier League and, Sky, and getting those sort of opportunities. So ultimately, the plan will go on to be a TV presenter and inspire more young females to get into broadcasting. But yeah, fingers crossed it's going well, and that will be the transition for me, I think.
That sounds perfect, Alex. Well, we really appreciate you coming here on the Season of Sports. Make sure you guys catch Alex on Twitter. She's at Alex Scott. So really appreciate you coming on this episode, talking some women's sport with us, women's football.
Thank you.
And I hope to speak to you again very, very soon. Now joining me here on the Season of Sports is Phoebe Schechter, the first British female coach in the NFL. Phoebe, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Really appreciate you joining us here in the Season of Sports. You're the first British female coach in the NFL. How did that all come about, by the way? How did that happen?
Well, for starters, I actually learned to play and coach American football over in the UK when I moved there about 5 years ago. And shortly after moving to the UK, we have something called the Women's World Games, which is essentially women from all over the world and coaches can come to this event. And it's basically like a 3-day camp. And this one was based in Texas at the time. And this has now become an annual thing. And I met a few people. It's hosted by USA Football and the NFL. And one of the women I met at the time is someone by the name of Samantha Rapoport, and she is director of careers within the NFL. And we basically stayed in contact throughout, well, basically over the past 4 years. And she had mentioned to me to come to the past one, which was in February, at the same time as the Pro Bowl. So I went to that, and they had something called like a career forum where we had incredible people from throughout the NFL. So we had, you know, referees, we had Scott Pioli, assistant GM of the Falcons, Kim Pegula, who is one of the co-owners of the Bills, just incredible amount of people. And it became a networking event. And that's essentially how I kind of got my foot in the door with that. Off the back of that, there is something called the Bill Walsh Diversity Fellowship. It basically, it's for all minorities to apply to just have a training camp internship within the NFL. You just choose 5 teams and hope that your CV is good enough and that they pick you. And that's kind of how I ended up where I am.
So it's been a long story. I can't believe that you, from America, came to the UK and got involved in the NFL. I thought it was going to be the other way around. So it's an incredible story, which is amazing.
Yeah, I still can't really believe it. I mean, if you asked me 6 years ago now that I would be where I am, I don't think American football was ever something I ever foresaw for myself.
what brought you to the sport? How did you get involved in American football?
Truthfully, I'd moved over to the UK because I've got dual citizenship. My mom's British, even though she lives over in the States. And I was working for a gentleman on the Dutch Olympic team with 3-day eventing with horses. And I was looking for a way to meet people, essentially. So I saw an ad on Facebook for American football and thought I'd give it a try. And I've never looked back since then. It's just completely changed my life. I wish I had it when I was a kid. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about it now, to make sure that others have these opportunities that most women don't have when they're children.
And it's amazing. And you've got your opportunity in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I've only just finished that internship about 3 weeks ago now.
You do know I'm a Patriots fan, right?
I know. Don't you worry. I'm about that.
I was going to...
It's our secret. I'm a fan too, so don't you worry.
Just making sure we got that right. We've won the division a few years in a row now, so that had to be gotten in there. But tell me about the sort of attention that that women's sport gets over there in the U.S. Is it much different to the U.K.? Do women get bigger opportunities in sport in the U.S.? What are your sort of ideas and thoughts on that one?
You know, it's a really interesting one. I think that the U.S. are great within pushing women forward in sport. You know, there's a lot more of a normality for women to be playing sport at a young age and throughout their lives. But saying that, the U.K. have been fantastic for it as well. You know, looking at the Rugby World Cup we just had, hockey's been great, netball, they really do promote women in sport. I think it's probably more so the younger ages maybe in the UK that they need a bit more work in terms of getting girls active and involved in sport. But I think that's a cultural change, and it slowly will happen. It's easy to forget that these are only young kids and we're looking for this instant gratification for all girls to be able to play any sport that they want and not be accepted. And it just won't happen overnight. And that's okay if people still work towards it. The U.S., I just think they really promote that lifestyle of, you know, you're basically born in here, some sort of sports equipment, sports camps. But again, it's also because we have the opportunity over in the States to be outside almost year round. And whether that be outside in the summer playing, you know, lacrosse, or in the wintertime you're out skiing, there's always that opportunity to be active.
Phoebe Schechter joining me here in the Season of Sports. Now, Phoebe, I know that you're an inspiration to many, many girls out there, many women out there. What are your sort of plans as to get out there and get the girls involved in sport and being able to coach or participate, whatever that may be?
So currently for me, I do a lot in the UK, going into schools, speaking to all age groups and all genders, just trying to kind of let them know that it's okay to be confident, to be able to go play sport. I think a lot of, with young girls especially, a lot of the pressure is more so, well, that's a boy, you know, that's what boys do, or that makes you a tomboy. But it's okay. There's no right path or wrong path for you to follow. It's whichever path suits you when you're a kid. And that takes a lot of guts as well. I mean, gosh, I was not a confident young child by any means. And it really was football that made me feel confident about myself. And I don't know if it has to be necessarily just football, just American football. Any sport, it's, you know, whether that be soccer, football, or field hockey, or anything, as long as we can get these girls realizing that they've got these opportunities, then, you know, the sky's their limit.
Well, absolutely. I think a lot has to do with the culture, and I'm glad that the culture here, especially in the UK, is generally improving with girls playing sports and picking up sports and mixed teams and integrating everyone together to play sport and have fun. Now, before I let you go, Phoebe, one last question for you. So what are your plans and dreams for the future for yourself?
Well, I'm currently actually at another coaching internship in the States with a place in Rhode Island called Bryant University, which is a NCAA Division I college. So this is pretty incredible for me right now to be able to be here, and I'm here for the whole season. But going off of this, I mean, one day I would love to be a positional coach in the NFL. I just am very aware that I've got so much to learn, but I've been incredibly fortunate to have some incredible mentors in my life who are allowing me these opportunities and putting me in a position to succeed. So I hope if I just keep on this path and keep working hard, I'll make a good name for myself.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best, Phoebe. We'll have our fingers crossed for you, and we'll be following you in your path. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Season of Sports. Really, really appreciate it. And we'll hope to speak to you again very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Asmir. I really appreciate you having me on today.
And that's it for this episode. Huge thanks to Alex Scott and Phoebe Schechter for joining me on this episode, Talk Women's Sport. Make sure you listen to us on Audioboom, iTunes, and Spotify. Leave us a review on any of these platforms. We love hearing from you guys, either positively or negatively. All your feedback is welcome. We'll be back with you guys again in a couple weeks' time, and see you guys then.